You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Our series this week on dark money showed how operatives use nonprofit organizations and limited liability corporations to funnel anonymous cash into our elections. We all know it's bad, but what's being done about it? In November, Arizona voters passed the Voters' Right to Know Act by a 72% vote. It requires groups or corporations spending money over a certain threshold in local or statewide elections to disclose donors over $5,000. As we've reported, Americans for Prosperity is challenging it in federal court and other groups in state court. In 2019, New York enacted a bill which requires members, shareholders of LLCs making political donations to disclose their names and apply that amount to an individual's campaign donation limits. But until 2023, it had not been enforced, and as we reported, those rules may have been ignored in the 2022 governor's race. 22 states have banned any corporate contributions directly to a candidate, but 5 states allow unlimited contributions, and most states still allow corporations to donate at the individual's limit. The Minnesota legislature is considering the Democracy for People Act, a sweeping voter access and anti-corruption package, which includes disclosure measures similar to New York and Arizona. And the reintroduction of the Federal Freedom to Vote Act is expected in the coming weeks. Exposing dark money can't come soon enough. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.